This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're playing outside.
What are you guys doing today? Are you building sandcastles or hiking? Or what games did you play today?
We found treasure.
You found treasure?
Mm-hmm. Locked.
That's Jude, and she's one of many kids and adults out at Point Warrensoft today collecting treasure rocks and playing other games. The group calls themselves Skedaddle, and their purpose is to get these children outdoors together at least once a week. Leah Keller is the founder of Skedaddle.
About 3 years ago, I read Last Child in the Wood by Richard Louv, and he just talks about how a lot of kids these days don't get outside enough and how they're losing touch with nature.
So Keller, a mother of two herself, decided to start a playdate group for her and her two boys, Kincaid and Duke. Their first meeting was, appropriately, at the Kincaid Beach, but it didn't go quite as smooth as Keller had envisioned.
It was really windy, and the adults were a little miserable, but the kids all had fun.
That Kincaid trip would be a premonition for many others, but none of them would be as defining as Skedaddle's first Christmas break meeting.
I think it was like 20 below, and I had it scheduled for Goose Lake, because I thought it'd be fun. You know, it's all icy and snowy. And then I looked at the temperature, I was like, no one's going to come.
But Keller bundled up her boys anyways, and to her surprise, couldn't believe how many parents had decided to do the same.
There was all these families there, and then they had brought their families because they were in town for the break, and kids all had fun. They are all like totally red-cheeked and everything, and the parents were freezing, like running in place, but the kids had a great time. So.
And it's that kind of fortitude that's made Skedaddle grow for 3 years straight. That and the fact that a lot of these kids have grown up together and want to make sure they see their friends every week. As for parents, they get to socialize with other adults and exchange the occasional babysitter or pediatrician recommendations. Keller says the majority of the parents in Skedaddle are spouses of oil workers or military, some of which have only been in Alaska a short time.
We've had moose come through the playground sometimes, and all the Alaskans are like, yeah, hi moose, and the tourists are, get the kids out of here, oh my gosh, you know, corralling everyone up on the playground.
Keller thinks there's one key reason that parents are willing to risk wildlife encounters and endure 20 below weather just for a play date. It's not the exercise or the fact that the kids get to make new friends. It's the outdoors. Keller says she noticed early on that her kids acted differently when they played outside.
If they were inside, they would all just be kind of playing with their own trucks or cars or something. But when they were outside, they'd all be building castles together, throwing rocks together into the water. So I think something different does happen when kids are outside.
And currently we're watching four kids climb a rope together, so I think it's proving your point.
Yes. Even though they're screaming, yes, they're having fun.
You grab onto it and tight.
Okay, can you show me? I'll follow you, okay?
Okay.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.